Don't tread on me. Maggie mouths the words from the Gadsden flag flying proudly from the heavy-duty 4x4 in front of her at the traffic light. The curled rattlesnake sticks its tongue out at the world. She likes it, and she likes the bangin' desert camo paint job on the truck, too. She snares her hair with a red silk scarf, then pulls flyaway strands out of her lipstick. The air is changing, losing its summer-baked feel, and the afternoon sun sheds an early fall glow on the streets of Sheridan. Windows rolled down. She tips her face out and into the golden rays. She smells spruce, fir, and pine, and something else. Smoke. She breathes in the dry air through her mouth, and she tastes the smoke, too. Everyone in town has been talking about the wildfires to the northwest. The light turns green, and she rolls slow and easy down South Main, admiring the street art. In Wyoming, that means sculpture, not graffiti. She eases off the gas to stare at a bronze of a Native woman dancing in the wind, head thrown back, buckskin and hair flying. It speaks to her, in her core, like most things about this throwback town. She accelerates again. She's drawing plenty of goggle-eyed stares in Bess, her vintage magenta Ford pickup, toting a Beverly Hillbillies-worthy mountain of estate and garage sale pickings in her utility trailer in the small truck bed. After 3 days in Wyoming, she's figured out that the looky-loos are not just eyeing the junk in the truck, either. The population here is skewed male. The Marlboro male, bearded variety, largely appearing womanless. If she was looking for a man, she could have her pick by sundown. Never mind the gray streaks in her hair, the narrow gap between her teeth, or laugh lines around her eyes. But she's not looking for one. Well, technically, she is looking for one, but only one in particular. She brakes too hard at another red light and jerks to a stop. Something in the bed shifts, and her eyes cut to her rear view at the sound. Please, Lord, no yard sale here. The load settles. When she feels sure all is well, it only takes her a hot second to whip her phone out and open her Facebook app. Normally, she's not much on lipstick or social media, but desperate times call for desperate measures. Crappy connectivity and data notwithstanding, she attempts to refresh Hank Sibley's profile, something she's done once every 5 minutes for the last week, ever since she typed Garage and Estate Sales, Sheridan, Wyoming, in her search engine and hit the road to go picking in his stomping grounds. So far, he's been eerily silent. She's stalked him online for 6 months, ever since he showed up at her best friend Michelle's house, a surprise addition to a dinner party that included Michelle's brother Gene. Gene and Hank were in Texas scouting for broodmares to diversify bloodlines for their double S bucking stock business. The shock of seeing Hank had initially paralyzed her. He was a blast from her past, literally the most explosive relationship of her life. She hadn't been receptive to getting reacquainted at first, but pheromones and his dimples won out. Hank whisked her away for a week that nearly blew her world apart. So, she'd sent him packing, Natch, because once she regained her sanity and control of her libido, she couldn't forget that for 15 years, after what he'd told her was the best night of his life, one where they risked death by mobster to be together, he'd never called. Never come to Nashville like she'd asked him to. Never contacted her a single time. He broke her freaking heart, so much so that he spawned Grammy-winning songwriting, a good thing, and precipitated an ugly downward spiral that tanked her career and earned her back-to-back stints in rehab for a cocaine addiction that slid into heroin, a bad thing. Technically, she might have shared some of the blame, as did the unexpected death of her dad before she'd had time to go back and work childhood shit out with him. But Hank definitely ranked as a leading cause. So, sue her. He waltzes in and has this effect on her? It scared the crap out of her. He scared the crap out of her. She had no choice but to throw gasoline on that bridge and burn the fucker down. But that was then, and this is now. There's empty screen where his Facebook profile should be. She growls and checks the light. Still red. She pulls the page down to refresh it. While she's in data limbo, her mind drifts back to the spring in Texas. The angry look in his eyes when he left had barely covered up his sadness and confusion. It had tested her resolve, but she'd held firm.